The situation is that we handed over through the speaker, we handed over the girls to the Ministry of Labour, who then took the girls to a safe place. But by yesterday, I had gone to the place where they were. I think about 6:30, all of them had gone back home. So we are going to try and follow up by Tuesday just to see whether they arrived well, and whether any of them have safety problems, because as you may know, there may be different situations. Some of them would be coming from broken homes, and we are not sure whether the reception is going to be okay. Some of them were married, and we don't know what the situation is going to be with their husband. So tomorrow we'll be trying to bring such a project, trying to follow up each of the young women to see whether they have traveled okay and whether they would need any support system.
Are you going to take this matter up in Parliament?
Oh, definitely. I am still so angry. I need to let out because I am still angry with government. I think there are many things that government should have done, and I'm holding fire until I raise those things formally with government. But yeah, I think there are many things that government could have done. One, to make sure that these girls don't go, and are not seen in terms of helping those girls when they were there. It is not our business as Parliament to be doing repatriation. That to be forced to do that is an indication of the level of the greed that is in our government. That somebody, an individual, to fundraise and fund this is an indictment on government. But that awaits Parliament. And trust me, there is going to be a lot of frank, brutal conversations in that house.
So what other support system is being offered to these young women?
There are a number of organizations that deal with issues of reintegration. And reintegration is dependent on the individual. So you don't necessarily put a one-size-fits-all, because each person has a different need and a different support system. Some of them, what they really need is counseling, the parents or the place where they are going to, the community to which they are going to live. Some of them have been cared dead before they left. The organization would need to work with them in terms of finding a way of how they can work out the payment of debt. There are a number of things. Some of them had small local businesses that they were doing. The question is, can we find organizations that can assist them as part of reintegration? So it's all dependent on each individual. Some of them were teachers, some of them were nurses. The issue is, how do we get them back into the establishment so that they can go back to work, given that they've been away? What negotiations can be done with government so that they are re-engaged into the system? So it's going to be dependent on an individual and what their needs are. And I know that that's basically what Insafa did when they met with the girls at an individual basis. They were trying to do a profiling so that they would then be able to engage with that person on the basis of what that person had raised their challenges.